Thousands of Sunni Arabs took to the streets in Mosul and Baghdad today to protest last week's national elections. The votes are still being counted, but Sunni political parties and some secular groups are claiming that they have proof of vote rigging and election fraud. Though nonviolent, the protests added to sectarian tensions in Iraq. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is in Baghdad.
It was the first Friday prayers Iraqis could attend after the security lockdown for the elections. It was also the first time since the war that Iraq's Sunnis have mounted a significant protest. In Baghdad alone, tens of thousands turned up. As American Black Hawks flew overhead, men, women and children gathered, holding signs attacking the Iraqi Election Commission and banners accusing the Shiite-dominated government of being puppets of Iran. At the rally, Sunni politicians announced their demands: a manual recount of ballots, a new round of elections in places like Baghdad, where, the Sunnis say, the vote was rigged. They called on the United Nations to investigate their complaints. The UN has already said the election met international standards and doesn't think a recount is necessary. For the Sunnis, the realization that they are truly a minority in Iraq has yet to sink in. So many believe they'd win more seats than the early election results show. Some even believe they'd win outright. Sunni political leader Tariq al-Hashimi told the crowd that if their demands were not met, the Sunnis would reconsider participating in politics.
They gave us promises this election would be fair and transparent. We doubted it from the start, but still we joined so they would not say that we only refuse and reject elections.
But Hashimi also called for patience, asking the crowd to forego violence. Iraq's Sunni minority forms the backbone of the insurgency. The U.S. hopes Sunnis will agree to form a coalition with the Shiites to curb fears of a civil war. But a coalition between the two groups is complicated by the reaction to the election results. At a Shiite mosque Friday, people congratulated each other on their success at the polls. From Shiite cleric Sheikh Hamid al-Saidi's point of view, the Sunnis are behaving like sore losers. Saidi vows the Shiites, who are still suspicious of the Sunnis after decades of oppression under Saddam Hussein, will never be threatened or degraded again. The men shout in reply, "No, we will not be insulted." The refusal by the Sunnis and some secular groups to accept even the early election results is stoking fears the Sunni insurgents will again escalate attacks after a relative reduction in violence just before and after the voting. Western diplomats say complaints about the votes won't greatly change the final outcome. Back at the Sunni demonstration, 75-year-old Abdelhamid Nouaimi stood in the middle of the chanting crowd. A retired employee of the old Baath-run Justice Ministry, al-Nouaimi was unequivocal about what would come about if the Sunnis' complaints are ignored.
Jihad. Jihad.
Then, as the crowd cheered, al-Nouaimi lifted his hands in prayer and began to cry. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.